subject, but like, you had more hair, right? Like, you cut your hair up, right? What? Am I tripping or like you had more hair?
Oh, back then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of hair back then.
Oh, yeah, like, what made you, like, want to cut it?
Professional,
brother. Okay.
This guy is, he's so scared of what's it called, how they treat blacks in corporate America. I'm telling you, you're gonna be straight, bro. Like, as long as you, you know, come correct, like, you're gonna be good. But, I mean, the look is cool. But, all right, let's get into it. First off, I'll be out here. Appreciate you, you know, helping me with this one. You know, guiding me with the episodes focused on Toby. You know, if you haven't tapped into the YSK episode, you know, featuring Dorian, tap into that. First, watch this one, spin back watching that one. But, like I said, Toby in the building today. I'm going to give you, like, just a little intro, inflate your ego a little bit. Then we'll get right into it. So, senior at UMD, wrapping up his bachelor's degree in information science, not only excelling in the classroom, but he's been able to apply his knowledge in the real world, earned multiple professional opportunities, most recently sales strategy intern at Salesforce. But with all that being said, I came to talk about the music. I first heard about Bro in, like, January. It was like everybody's stories had Toby Wan Kenobi, and like obviously we got a lot of the same mutual, so I had to tap in. I wasn't disappointed. On the second track, Transparency, he said, if you want some of his time, you're paying a fee, but by God's grace, he's graced Your Choice Productions free of charge. So Toby,
definitely
welcome to the Your Choice podcast.
I appreciate you, my boy, for having me, bro. It's amazing what you're doing with this. I really love this platform.
Yes sir. So whenever I do like a main guest, co-host type of joint, I always talk about, like, how'd you all meet? So, also, you guys got a whole song together, so I want to talk about the personal relationship, and then also let's talk about, like, the musical relationship and how that developed.
Mm-hmm. How do we meet, bro?
Well, first of all, like, before we even get into that, I just got to commend you, bro. That joint, like, how did you even know that?
I didn't even know he
was a sales strategist. Yeah, I didn't even know that about him.
I come prepared,
that's,
bro.
That's right. But damn, we met at Psych 100.
Psych 100.
I still got pictures. Right. So yeah, we met at Psych 100. I went one class. I went like three classes actually, and I never went again. But I sat next to bruh. Me, you, and the other bruh. Well, I forgot bruh's name.
Yeah.
We were just cool. Mm. We were just cool at that point. I don't even know how we even started making music together in that sense, but we just was cool. Like, for any assignment, we did exams together, you know. Damn, we was just cool. Like, really cool with each other. Right. But then when it came to music, I don't even know.
I feel like you had, like, told me that you were trying to do it. You dropped before me, though.
Yeah.
You dropped before me.
I dropped Down for Love before you.
Yeah. But I feel like you had mentioned that you would just want to do that with me, and I think I told you, like, I wasn't on the same wavelength. Like, I was also trying to start doing music as well.
Right.
So after that, that's when we started, like, working on, like, finding beats.
Yeah.
And then we found that Everything You Do beat, and then we just started working towards that joint.
Yeah. Everything You Do beat made by J Keys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Made by J Keys. All beats I've been on made by J Keys. Mm-hmm. It was originally called Hours. I don't know. I'll never forget the day we actually, cause, bro. Then at a point like, cause we both work at Classroom Support. I then like, you know what I'm saying? Plug bro in into the on campus free money joint.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked on it was like working at Classroom Support together, and then one day like I just showed him the beat. And, like, I was like, yeah, we got something with this joint. And then he started humming this one joint. So he was humming, like, I don't know if you know the Usher song, You Remind Me of Someone. And he started humming that joint. I was like, hold on, say that. And then, I don't know, from then on, I feel like we made a song from that. And it's just like, Everything You Do, that's actually a very special song because it's actually, like, 5 months in the making.
Okay.
Wow. Like, that was, like, me and Toby started making Everything You Do since right after I made Down for Love 1.
Okay.
So yeah, it was wow.
Damn. And what time was this? Like when this started happening? Like in terms of when you guys met?
This was like
a year after we met.
When did we meet?
Yeah. Like so let's talk when did you meet and then like how long until you guys got into like, yo, the music's part of this?
So we met when I was taking Psych 100, so this was my spring semester of my sophomore year. Right now, I'm in my spring semester of my senior year.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's been a minute.
About 2 years ago.
Oh, so it's been a minute.
So I know. Yeah. He started making music like his junior year, my sophomore year.
Okay.
So, like, I got you honestly almost like a directly a year after I met him, we started making music ever.
Okay.
Yeah. So
pretty much.
I got you. Yeah. But you were telling me, I remember right before we were doing the episode of Io, you told me, seriously, you've probably been on this joint for like 5-6 months. So like, tell me about like, you know, when it became more of a thing where it's like, yo, this is a hobby, maybe I want to do it. But then it came to a thing where like, yo, I'm tough. And then like, let me actually like push forward and do this joint.
Yeah, I feel like really like, if I'm being honest, I feel like after the first drop, like everything you do, I got like good feedback on that song.
Okay.
It was my very first song I ever dropped. So people were like, yeah, like, keep doing what you're doing. And hearing that from people, like, it was like, okay. Because I always had, like, I always knew I was tough, but I didn't know if I was tough enough. Like, I didn't know if I was good enough. Mm-hmm. So hearing that from other people was like, all right, you might as well keep going with this. You know, I love music, so why not?
Mm. And I guess bouncing off that, how important is validation to a certain sense, like, from both of you? Obviously, I know one thing that we talked about, you said that you've gotten to the point where it's like, even if like you show the man them like what you're doing and they don't rate it, like it's like you'll know like soon enough. But like validation to a certain extent is important. So like talk to me about like how you balance like, yo, I need people to rock with me if I'm even going to be successful. Right. And then also like you said, yo, if my thing's tough, it's just going to be a matter of time.
Yeah. I feel like validation is good at the beginning.
Okay.
At the beginning when you were like, for me, like starting out, I needed, okay, is this good or is this not good?
Mm-hmm.
But once you feel like you've truly found your sound and you've, like, what's it called? Validation is good to a point. Because once you, like, let people, like, pick and choose, all right, this, oh, no, this is good. No, this is good. It was this good. Because somebody like this and somebody like that.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be like, what's it called? You can't please everybody in this life. So I feel like once you're immersed inside the music, you should dictate what you want people to hear. Mm-hmm. Like, feel comfortable with what you want to do.
Mm.
Yeah. I definitely feel like, starting off, I kind of felt like I needed that validation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the point where I'm at now, I feel like I know whether a song is good or not based on my sound and based on what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, at this point, it's not about making music, you know, for people's ears, but it's making music that, you know, I can really feel. And hopefully someone out there can feel the same things that I feel through my song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I got you. So, like, let's say, like, you got a song, like, right? Are you, like, seeking others of people's opinions, like, heavy still? Or, like, it's more of, like, yo, if, like, let's say I said some small joint, like, you consider it, but if it's, like, kind of like you said, my thing's tough, I hear what you're saying, but I'm still going to ride with what I got.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I'm at the point, I don't even show nobody my music no more.
Fair.
Like, I don't show nobody.
So like, you're like, you're him.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the sense that people's perceptions or your peers' feedback can alter your perception of your own song.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
You can feel like, oh, I love this song. Like, this is really my baby.
Yeah.
But you go show your mans and he don't feel the same way. And by him saying that, you start disliking a song. Like, I've showed a song to like some of my men that I thought was tough. And after I showed them, they didn't feel the same way, and I completely stopped listening to that song. Like, I completely deleted it out of my brain because of that response from my friend. So that's why I'm at the point now where it's like, and I know it's not out of harm. It's not like they're trying to, like, you know, make you feel bad. It's actually like, you know, they're telling you the truth on how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the sake of my own personal growth, I don't feel like I want to show my music to anyone. I'm just dropping.
Mm. Bro just got me, like, a viral clip. Bro got me a viral clip. But, So, you would classify yourself as a rapper, right?
Nah.
Almost out of mention.
I sing too.
Because I was going to ask you, I think the first song I heard you with was On The Way with Io, right? Yeah. And you were singing on that joint. But then obviously, as I started like looking into, like, you know, the discography or just looking into, like, you know, your work, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, most of it is rap. So, like, what made you decide to go, like, more of that route with rap? Or, like you said, if you consider yourself multidimensional, like, how do you go about, like, you know, dividing up, like, what type of things you're diving into?
Honestly, I feel like rap is just easier. Like, even though I can do both, for me to sing, I need, like, perfect production. And right now, like, that requires money.
Fair.
I'm not at the point now where I can mix my own songs. Like, that's definitely something I should learn, but I haven't really found the time. That's probably an excuse, but right now I haven't found the time to mix my own songs. But when it comes to rapping, like, I kind of have like a natural rap voice.
True. Yeah, true.
So it's like,
yeah,
there's not really much work that has to be done in terms of like the production when it comes to rapping. So that's why I'm doing that right now. But as I get more time and as I continue to stack my bread, I definitely plan to like tap into singing a lot more. That's really like, honestly, that's more of my passion than rapping, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And for you, I guess Afrobeats, was it always just like, that's the only route? Or like, yeah, just speak on that. Kind of same question, honestly.
Yeah, I started making like rap wave type music.
Mm.
I'm still gonna make rap wave type music.
Mm. He got some bangers in the vault.
Yeah, like back in the day, I think Pray for Peace. I actually dropped the piano version on Instagram. You should check it out.
Mm.
But songs like that, like that's what I started with. But then for me, where he says rapping came easy to him, rapping actually comes the exact opposite. Like there's times me and him been in the studio, there's a rap beat, I try to rap on it, I'm some shit. I can't rap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I'll write some words down, like, what's it called? But my voice doesn't get rapper. You feel me?
I know, I feel you.
But I just feel like, for me, Afrobeats was so easy for me because of, like, I think I said in the last episode, like, the voice was in it. Like, the church I came from, my family, I don't think I really tell people, my grandfather was a musician.
You know we didn't get this on the last episode. So
my grandfather was like a musician back in like in Nigeria and all that. Uh-huh. Like, so you know what I'm saying? He played the guitar with his left hand, and he's really like a musician. So that type of sound is like, it's not only like, oh, I'm doing it. It's in my blood. Like this is like in my blood. So Afrobeats was like in my blood. So like so that's why I was just saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think rapping. That's why Afrobeats has been easy for me, but I definitely got some Rahway stuff, like some
in the vault
trap soul stuff coming soon.
Yeah,
next album, next EP.
EP. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you talk about like, going to the studio, you know, trying to rap, and like it not coming easy to you. Off camera, we were just talking about Toby. You know, the first song was like just like off the dome, and then like you kind of transitioned into more like writing your music and things of that nature. How do you, what's the mindset behind of like, I'm trying to drop music, do I go off the dome, do I write things down? Because like, we were talking about how you've progressively gotten better, and we're talking about like, you know, in what ways have you got better? So like, speak to me about transitioning into more writing music, but I'm still sure a lot of this stuff is off the dome as well.
If we're talking about my EP,
yeah,
4 out of 5 songs were written. Only the first song was off the dome.
Yeah.
I feel like when I go off the dome, I have more of a flow, more of a vibe. It's more free.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, you know what I'm saying, like, vibey. But when I write, it's more meaningful.
Okay.
So that's why, in a sense, I kind of prefer writing.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to get to the point where I can write a song and I could still perform that song and it's not forced. Like, when you write a song, there's a certain type of way you hear it in your head while you're writing it.
Okay.
So when you try to spit it on the beat, you're trying to get it that exact same way.
Yeah.
So you restrict yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find the balance between both, figure out when to go off the dome, when to write, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my thing right now.
And would you say, and this is just based off my point of view, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the EP compared to like the couple singles that I've listened to, it's a lot faster paced. To a certain extent, not every song, but like Fatal Attraction or Off the Scene, you know what I'm saying? Does that come more from just if you're writing it compared to like when it's off the dome, you're thinking a little bit more? Is that a skill in itself, like being able to like go off the dome and then going fast? Because I feel like the ones like, I don't know how many of the singles were off the dome, but a bit more slower paced, so it's just like on purpose, that's the vibe you're going for.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, it's not on purpose at all. Like, it just
happens. Okay.
Because Fatal Attraction is, like, fairly fast. Like,
yeah.
But that was, like, completely like.
Oh, that one was off the dome.
Yeah, that was
off the dome. Okay, okay, my bad. Okay. Yeah, so but off the scene was written, okay.
Off the scene, I have a like crazy story about off the scene, so. I wrote off the scene like over a year ago before I actually recorded the song.
Okay.
But.
Sneeze to me.
I was about to sing like those lyrics.
Mm.
But it just wasn't flowing on the beat. I was looking up Drake beats, all this stuff, like, it wasn't sounding right. So one day I was in the studio with the guys. I had finished recording Transparency. So I had like this, like that beat, like a bouncy beat. So I'm like, hold on, like I got these like lyrics in my phone. Let me see how this would sound on this beat. So I just went in there, just sang it on that beat, and then it was flowing.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Can I also just say something about that song off the scene? I'll never forget the day like he actually showed me that song.
Yeah.
Off the scene, I was I remember this vividly. Like I was doing laundry in Caroline Hall. It was no AC. It was very hot. You know what I'm saying? He said, "Oh, I made this song in the studio." And he screen shared the FaceTime. He played that joint.
Yeah.
I felt like this was like the greatest song I've ever heard in my life. I'm not. This is
I
like,
mean, off the scene is tough. That's like, my favorite like, song on the EP.
Like, yeah. It might sound like I'm appreciate blazing, it, but like yeah. The way he just like and one thing about I always talk like with Toby about music is like the number one thing that we have to do as we're starting out
mm-hmm.
is become as free as possible.
Yeah,
Toby on that song, that was free.
Mm.
He was so free, like the way he was, what's it called? And then, like, he rapped like he didn't care. Yeah. Like, nothing was holding him back. So, and that's why I like that song so much. And I feel like, in this EP, like, in his EP, that's what it was. Like, from his songs before the EP to the songs in the EP, like, Toby found freedom. Mm-hmm, like, sure. When I hear it from, like, all right, I listen to this, listen to that, listen to this, I listen to the EP as a whole. It's like, the songs before was like his journey to finding freedom.
Yeah.
And the EP was like, okay, I found freedom, now me, what's it called? Let me grow into it.
Oh, yeah, also, Transparency is like half off the dome, half written. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
And half of the song. Because I was in like, I was living in Jersey working in New York over the summer.
Okay.
And I had my setup, I had my mic and everything, but I was super busy, so I wasn't really recording on my own. But it was one night I came back home from going out, and I just hopped on, I just started punching in bars. And I had actually, like, sent it to him that same night. But then I got back here to Maryland, and I just recorded it in the studio here. So, yeah, that's almost, like, half off the dome, half written.
Mm-hmm. And I want to, like, dive deeper into the mindset of you saying, like, being free. And, like, I guess, like, you would agree with him. Like, that's how you felt in terms of, like, the whole EP. Like,
yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about, like, what that looks like in terms of, like, the difference of not being free and then, like, feeling free. And, like, what are the things that allow you to, like, get into that mindset? Yeah. Is, like, it just something that as you grow, or, like, is there little things that, like, allow you to, like, be that type of person in the studio?
I feel like I don't really overthink anymore like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm, like, I would go to the studio and I would be like, I would even be overthinking whether, like, does this engineer think I'm ass right now? Like,
yeah.
Does this nigga think, like, oh, what is this nigga even saying? Like,
mm.
But now I just go in there with a mindset. It's like, okay, this is what I do. This is what I love. Like, let me just vibe out. Like, let me act as if this is just me in here and no one else is here.
Mm.
You know, also I feel like for me personally, when my like close friends are in the studio, kind of like I gotta put on a show.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to get people to pull up here because it's just like it's not as like there's not as much tension. Like I shouldn't probably reveal this, but the people know who they are. But there's one episode where it was just me and Bro one on one, and that one's not coming out. But
bro,
they know who it is. But that one's not coming out, bro. Because it was just like, bro, maybe some of it was on me. Like, well, just like, it was my first time just being one-on-one. No one in this room. You know, I got Yaphet here behind the computer. I have to move the mouse, like, from here to keep the sound joint running. So, like, I'm just thinking of, you know, I'm thinking about the cameras because I got no one checking and things of that nature. But off that point, yeah, talk to me about that in terms of, like, we'll continue with what you were saying. But, yeah, the aspect. And if you can relate to that as well, having people around when you're recording, like.
Honestly, like, I'm kind of like the opposite.
Okay. Okay. Honestly, fair enough.
Like because being in the studio with me, if you're not like recording, I get very angry very quickly. I don't know, like when it's like a lot of people in this life, like a lot of people just chatting, going on. I don't feel comfortable when there's a lot of people in the studio.
Okay.
If it's just me, and it's just Tosin.
Yeah.
Or it's me, Tosin, John, or me, Tosin, Toby, John. Then I'm like, I'm literally the freest. Okay. But I can't, like, if I just scatter my head, like I'm too distracted, like I can't like really think. But okay. I understand the times in the sense like of performing a show, putting on a show. But I haven't had my best like studio sessions with people in there. Okay. So yeah, I feel like that's something I have to get comfortable with soon.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about me, I just can't like go to a different. I can't go to a different producer. I can't go to a different engineer. It's just like I only feel comfortable with J Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
So like J Keys, like that's the long guide. Like.
Yeah.
I feel you. Cause you haven't done anything with anybody else except Tosin.
Only me and Tosin. All my songs have been like mixed and mastered by Tosin.
Okay. I got you.
He might have produced all my songs, but all my songs have been mixed and mastered.
Yeah. And I guess by now, actually, I forget what song it is. I'll probably play it after. But the little trailer intro, it's a Tosin beat. But I think it's actually a song that you, I forget what, it's on Saluki Summer. I think it's the first joint. I'm using that beat.
But Baby Forever?
That's the last, no?
Hmm?
Baby Forever is the last song, no? On the EP?
On Saluki Summer. Saluki Summer, Baby Forever is the first song on the season.
Yeah. I think I'm using that beat on the trailer. But hopefully Tosin's going to be on here, hopefully next week or something like that. So we'll see. But yeah, I kind of cut you off. So we're talking about, was there anything else that you said, like just in terms of like going to the point where you're free, other than like, you know, we just talked about having people in the studio? Anything else?
Oh, they got me free. I'm honestly like, the beat matters a lot. The beat is very, very big. Mm. Like, I don't know, like, nigga right here, but I like vibey beats, like smooth beats, like that's kind of what I'm on right now, or like melodic, or like I like different beats, like beats that you don't like hear typically. So and I feel like there's beats out there that are like meant for me to be on, so once I find that beat, it's like I'm free. Yeah. Like, fair. I'm not constricting myself.
I can't lie, bro. This nigga Toby, that nigga's like a 90s nigga. Like, he like, this nigga loves Aaliyah beats. Aaliyah, what's it called? What's that jam? What's that? Amiri. It's this one thing you got me tripping. Like, one of her songs, he get that beat. Like, he starts saying anything on it. Like, he's just like, he loves like that 90s, that, was Jermaine Dupri type of vibe. Like, so he so his joint, that's his like type of vibe. Like,
yeah, I'm big on the old school vibe. I'm really big on, like, I listen to a lot of old school R&B, tapping in now into like old school rap, just trying to like study the grace, because I feel like if we compare old school to new school, there's a drastic difference. Old school is way better. Old school is way more, I feel like they were more intentional with their music. They were more deep. You know, now a lot of music is sexualized. A lot of music is shooting, guns, robbing. It's just negative. But I feel like back then, although a lot of music was like that as well, I feel like there was still more emotion into it. Talking more about love, things of that nature.
Got you.
So.
And I guess I'll use that to, this is actually something I was going to talk about towards the end, but I'll segue into it like now. Talking about like your approach with music in terms of, you know, I guess not a song, but like, you know, the last track on the EP, you know, it's just like a more personal thing, like talking about yourself and, you know, talking about like how you want to like, the music that you put out, you want to like allow people to feel that they have a purpose, things of that nature. And it also took you time to find your own purpose, right? So, like, talk to me about, like, what is your purpose with, like, music in terms of when you're going into the studio, you're not just trying to drop bars, but have meaning, and what's that? What do you want people to take away every time, like, they just listen to, like, a track by you?
First of all, I want people to, like, be themselves, to understand that you don't have to fake like you're someone else or act a certain way to be accepted. I want people to understand that they do have a purpose. And if you don't know your purpose right now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own time. Just trust in God's timing. And I want people to feel like they're heard. I want people, I use music as a kind of outlet to kind of get my insecurities, get my emotions, you know, on a, like a bigger platform. So by me doing these things, by me saying these things, someone else might resonate with these things that I'm talking about. So yeah. It's bigger than just like being famous, bigger than just making money. I kind of want to create like a community, and I want to make have a global like impact at some type of point in my life mm-hmm. with this music. So that's mm-hmm. that's pretty much the purpose
I got
of
you.
What I'm doing.
And I mean, I wouldn't mind asking you the same thing, like going into music, you know, mindset, you know. We kind of talked about this beforehand, like, you know, God kind of like guiding everything that, like, you know, put out and things of that nature. But if you just want to touch on it a little quick.
Honestly, like, he can answer that. He can answer that any better. Music is just, like, for me, especially with the music I'm making, like, it goes back into, like, seeing how your music makes people feel.
Yeah.
Like, I had this one story, like, it was me and my mom in the car. We was driving. I was playing the EP I just dropped, Inyo Ajo Meji, Two Journeys. And I started playing Down for Love 2. Mom started playing that joint. She started dancing, started laughing. She had a smile. She said, what's it called? And in the last episode, I told you a little bit about, like, what me and my mom went through.
Yeah.
And just, like, seeing her happy like that, and her playing the song over and over and over again. My mom played the song, like, 10 times in that one car drive. Over and over and over again. It's not like I'm playing it. She's telling me, play the song again, play the song again, play the song again, play the song again. Just saying that, I feel like for me, I just want to, like, people to listen to my music and be, like, smiling. I don't know if they can see me, but smiling. You know what I'm saying? But that's, like, I really want people, like, just to make people happy, just to make people vibe out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, as God ordered my steps, you know what I'm saying, my true purpose with music will emerge, and like what I'm supposed to like really be doing with the music will emerge. But currently, right now, I just want to make people happy, you know what I'm saying, just again do something with this where I can tell the enemy, yeah, I did it, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's what I'll do.
So you talked about your parents, right? I want to know, what were your parents' reaction, Toby, to, like, the music type of just getting into it? Because I'm just obviously assuming, you know, African parents, things of that nature. A lot of, like, judgment, you know, lots of worry about if you're not going to be a doctor or an engineer. There's a lot of questions. What's up? Is it recorded? Okay. Cool. But, yeah, tell me about, you know, just, like, telling them about this, like, you know, endeavor you want to, like, get into and, like, what their reactions were, that type of stuff.
If I'm being honest, I never really told my parents that I was making music, but they just, like, found out. I think my cousin, like, had told them, like, randomly. I don't know why he did that. But, yeah, my parents end up, like, they ended up hearing about the Everything You Do video, and I showed it to them. But, honestly, I didn't do it because, like, my parents are, like, super strict, or my parents, like, wanted to be a certain way, or I just wanted to make sure that, like, I knew this is what I want to do before I, like, show this to my parents, like, this is, like, the life that I want to live.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But my parents are, they're open to me making music, but they don't know that, like, I really want to pursue this in, like, the long run, like, long term. And it's, like, I don't plan on telling them that. I just plan on showing them.
That's fair.
Like, just showing them the progress and showing them the growth and just everything that comes with it. So, but my parents are supportive in, like, everything I do, though, and they've never really been like, you got to be a doctor, you got to do this or do that.
That's good.
They've always been like, as long as what you're doing makes sense, like, they'll give me advice. And to be fair, like, I haven't really been like, I'm not really like a troublesome like type of like child or like, so I don't feel like, they don't really have like too much to worry about. So I feel like they just let me do me and they trust in like my judgment at this point. So shout out to my parents. They're really a big reason. Like, my family, my parents, my siblings, the reason, like, why, like, I do what I do. Because, like, I'm not... We didn't come from, like, poverty or nothing, but my parents worked hard for me to be where I am today. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to get to a point where it's like, I can, you know, give them everything back and more that they gave to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why I do it.
That's real.
That's actually a very good talking point because I think a lot of times it's like, it's not even a bad thing to like not tell your parents that you're doing X, Y, and Z. It's more of a thing where it's like, when you show them and you're actually having success off it, it's like less of a hassle of a conversation, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know who I was speaking to. I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago. It was like something that I realized is that, like, you know, my family's from Ghana, right? And my parents like did X, Y, and Z to get us here. And then it's like, if I just come and say I want to be a YouTuber, you know, and you've done all this stuff so I can be in a position where, you know, I can at least get a nice 70-80K job. Uh-huh. And I just say, I want to be a YouTuber. You know what I'm saying? Now as I'm older, I'm like realizing that, like, yo, if I really did all of this stuff for this kid and all he wants to do with his life is make some YouTube videos, a 0.1% chance of being successful, I'm going to be pissed too. Right. But like I say, I want to be a YouTuber. I grind it out. I don't even have to get to 100K, but let's say I'm even at 5K. If I show that to my parents, they see 5,000 people want to watch Will. It's like, how can you be mad at that? Right. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Not exactly. And that goes right to, like, that goes back to, like, a really good point, bro. It's like, a lot of, like, I don't know, we were having this debate this one day. Like, it's kind of similar to the point we were talking about. But we were having this debate with, like, some people, like, oh, remember the day was in, we had the gay night. Mm-hmm. About like, oh, Africans thinking they're better than African Americans. And it's just like, it was like, and I was basically just trying to like explain to them, like, bruh, it's not, we don't think we're what's it called, it's just that Africans, like our parents, they sacrifice so much, like, like, even like, I'll tell you a story, bro. Like, My brothers, and my other siblings. I'm my mom's only child. My dad had other what's it called? But for my mom to bring them to this country, they had to write that their mom was dead.
Yeah.
Just so they can come to this country, and what's it called, and have an opportunity to like flourish and be who they are today. Mm-hmm. So like, in a sense, like, bro, like, why they're like, oh, African parents are like, oh, don't be like this, don't do this, don't. I don't want to say that word, but like, don't be like, I don't want to say that word, but you know, I know what I'm talking about, bro. But like, don't be like that. They're saying that in the sense, bro, like, you don't have the opportunity, you don't have the what's it called, you don't have the grace to what's it called, you don't have the grace to mess up like that.
Yeah.
Because we sacrificed so much to get here. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the grace to mess up what we all sacrificed to get here.
100%.
So that's like, for me, that's like, that's that. And when it comes to like doing music and like telling parents to bring us back to that, for me, I was very like open with my mom. That just because me and my mom's a single mom, so it's like a close relationship. With my dad too, I was very open with my dad. I was kind of scared to show him at first because when I showed him, I was making skits back then. He was but music, my dad loves music, so it was easy to show him. But yeah, so.
I feel you. What else? Should I go into this part next? Actually, yeah, we can go into this part next, because I think we're going to get a lot from it. So what I've done, right, I've taken the EP, right, taken the 5 tracks, and what I've done is, like, taken a lyric from each track that I kind of feel is just, like, a constant theme, like, throughout your music type.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't even have to be like a hard bar, but it's just something I'm like, yo, when I've listened to all of Toby's tracks, I kind of like get this type of theme, right? So first one, obviously, Fatal Attraction, you know, pretty much I think the headline of that, Pretty Girls Might Get You Killed, I Call That Fatal Attraction, right? Mm-hmm. Or she's there smiling in the back, but I've taken that joint because I've noticed throughout the theme of your music, a lot of it is kind of maturing. When it comes to like your perspective on women and things of that nature, you know, seeing that not even the women themselves, but the desire for women can be like a downfall.
For sure.
See what I'm saying? So speak to me about that.
Girl. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've learned a lot of self-control. I've I put myself in situations that I didn't need to be in, because of the desire to be with women, or the desire for lust, or things of that nature. When it comes to that bar, I've seen, like, even in this Maryland that we live in, dudes getting set up because of a girl.
Yeah.
Because they thought a girl was, you know, trying to mess with him, but ended up getting robbed, ended up getting killed. Mm-hmm. So if we're breaking down that bar, pretty girls might get you killed. I call it a fatal attraction. Fatal as in, like, deadly.
Yeah.
And attraction as in, like, the girl is pretty.
Of course, yeah.
So that's pretty much what it is. When it comes to, like, yeah, throughout the whole EP, I kind of talk about, like, I go a little bit of, like, being with women, also staying away from women. A little bit back and forth. I feel like it's all about a balance.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't make women your first priority. And if you can, you know, by God's grace, find a woman that's, you know, equally yoked as you, that's meant for you. Don't look for the baddest girl, or just because she has this or she has the physical. Look for a woman that has everything that you have and is on the same, you know, path as you. Not literally, but has ambition, wants to grow, and who has faith in Christ. That's something that's, I think, big for me now, if I'm looking for, like, someone I really want to settle down with. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it is right now. And I feel like every single day, I feel like I'm growing, like, in all aspects of my life. So a lot of the things that I may be talking about on my EP, a lot of those things, like, my perspective may have changed. Like, it might have changed.
And I think that's a cool, just something cool about music in general. Like, if you're really, like, kind of talking about it from your point of view, it's like I'm kind of growing with the person, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, people act like growth is, like, a type of thing where it's always long-term, but, like, there's things I thought about last week I don't even feel the same way.
Exactly.
And it's not even because, like, I just shift sides. It's just, like, anything can happen in a certain moment where I just, like, things click for me. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything on that point, Aya.
Nah, I feel like he said the rest, bro. Like, he said the rest, man.
All right, we'll move on to transparency. I had NBA dreams, but I'm better at rapping. It's bringing me dollars. The streets told me that you can ball. And I asked a couple of people, tell me about Toby. First thing that Dorian told me was, like, he's good at basketball. So talk to me. Were you really like that, you know, growing up?
Dorian Glazer.
He
better than me. I'm
Oh, okay. But talk to me. I mean, like, did you play, like, growing up? Were you nice? Yeah. Like, you all right?
I'd be hooping. I would definitely say, like, I'm a lot nicer than I was young when I was younger.
Okay.
At some point, I feel like I did have, like, NBA dreams. I never was going to pursue that because my parents were like, what is wrong with you? If I ever told them that, like, they were going to be like, no. But I definitely feel like I'm better at music than basketball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of, like, bars, different players, Ben Simmons, Andrew Lease, Giannis, Clay.
Yeah, I love basketball. I love the NBA.
So, and then also, like, you hating on PJ Tucker, Damian Lee, like, just, I mean, I get the reference. I'm not be tapped in as much, but I thought PJ Tucker was a nice role player, you know, in the corner, spot up three type. But I looked him up today, streets are trashing on him now.
Yeah, he's pretty bad now. He was a great role player.
Corner three, bro.
Yeah, he was catching that. Like, most of the time you pass that ball to the corner, he's hitting that.
But
nowadays, he just be running, like, he just be doing cardio, like. He's going out there for
doing the pacer test, bro.
Doing the pacer test, bro. Like, he don't really do too much now, so that's why. What did I say in that bar? I forgot what I said. I was like,
you just say you suck like PJ Tucker.
You suck like PJ Tucker. Yeah.
No, just you suck.
Yeah, pretty much straight up. Yeah.
I got you. Transparency is the funniest song Toby ever dropped.
That's why it's called transparency.
Yeah, because I'm speaking his mind.
Transparent. Yeah.
And goat debate. Who's your goat?
LeBron.
My goat.
I'm gonna say LeBron too.
My goat is Bron, but my favorite player, the person that made me play basketball, is Kobe Bryant.
Okay, fair.
Like, but I gotta give it to Bron. He literally has everything.
Oh, I thought we were gonna even have a debate. Yeah.
Yeah, no debate.
Nah. There's no debate.
We're done with the '90s.
There's no debate at all.
We're done with the '90s, bro. Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
And what else? If you just want to stick on basketball, favorite team?
I don't have a team. I'm just a Bron fan.
That's real.
So anywhere he goes, you just...
Yeah, I'm... Yeah. Because if Bron is winning, I'm happy.
Yeah. Clipped.
Clip that, I don't care.
So we not have
my glorious king.
You see the paragraphs like on the people copy and paste that when they say like my brownie bear, my pookie.
I see it already, bro. It'd be funny, bro.
He got a burner account where he be posing that joint.
Relax, I don't.
It's an interlude. This is like goes back to the conversation that we had before the IO episode. You know, I feel like I could blow any day. Putting my songs on repeat. Keep hitting replay. But what we were talking about what I was asking you was, you know, in the space that you're in right now, obviously, you know, finances does play a role. And we're talking about how, like, you know, starting out, like the reality of it is, even if you're hard or you're, you know, you could be bad and like, well, I don't know, maybe to TikTok, you have one clip that blows you up. Mm-hmm. But my point being is that, you know, it's more of a thing where like, okay, you just have faith that, yo, eventually when people like hear my joint, it's going to blow up. Mm-hmm. So I just want to talk about, you know, diving more in terms of like that mindset of just like being like, yo, like eventually like this is like, you know, it's going to like pop off. Because like you said, this is like what, like God willing, this is what you want to do.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up. Something that I've been like praying about recently is just like patience, just being able to trust in God's timing. I think I was talking to him one of these days, and I was kind of telling him how it's like, it just sometimes it feels like it's just never enough. Like I drop a song and it's like, this is not good enough. I need to do this. I need to do better and better. But it's like, I've been working on getting to the point where it's like, just embracing the journey, embracing the grind, and, you know, trusting God and trusting that if it is meant for me to be a global star, then I will be a global star. If it is meant for me to do this for fun, then I will do it for fun. But just trusting in Him to show me the direct path that I need to take, like every day following that exact path and following those footsteps to get to where I need to be. So in my opinion, it's like, if I'm being honest, like, I have visions of my future. Like, I know how things are going to be. I know where we're going to end up. I know the lives that we're going to live. And I feel like at some point I will blow. And I feel like I will be looking at back at this, like, this podcast, looking back on this conversation and being like, yeah, like, I said it. Like, I knew it all along.
Amen.
And I have full confidence. But a lot comes with that as well. Like, do I really want a life of fame? Do I want to be put in these spaces with these people who are doing all of these things in this industry that is so evil? There's a lot that goes through my brain when it comes to this, but it's just about like...
I can't lie, bro. And also like what you're saying, bro, like in being in those spaces with those beauty people, I don't even want to do that. Yeah, I feel like the niggas, I don't want to say niggas. Okay, the people I'm with right now, John, all the people that we coming up together now.
Yeah.
If God makes it so, if we could all come together and keep bouncing music with each other and just,
yeah.
And it's like, what's it called? We've come up together to that point where we don't need Jay-Z. I don't want him to come get me. We don't need Diddy. We don't need.
We definitely don't need Diddy.
We definitely don't need
Diddy. We don't need these guys. We don't need these, like, oh yeah, these gatekeepers. We don't need these gatekeepers to, like, say, oh, yeah, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I hate the idea of that, bro. And when people, like, we was actually having this conversation, bro, and I was actually saying, bro, like, and they're like, oh, and people were arguing me, you're not gonna make it to that level. You're not gonna make it. You said God order says, why would God make it to that level if this is in a third? I'm just saying that, like, my answer to that is like, people don't know, like, you're a human being, you don't know what God can do.
Yeah.
You don't know what God can, like, truly, like, do. Mm-hmm. God can say, all right, you don't know how to read or write. You're gonna be a best selling author today.
Yeah.
God can do anything. So like, and people, and I'm just like, and people they try to apply like human standards and logic to God, and I never understand why people try to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's what like my journey is like, bro. Like, if God wills it, I'll be bigger than Drake. If God wills it, I'll be bigger than Michael Jackson. I don't know, but. But if God wills it, I can do anything I want to. So it's just like, bro, like, it's all about what he said. Like, let God order your steps, bro. Like, that's what it is. Yeah. So
sure. Mm-hmm. And sure. Keep it on the topic of God. I'll skip off the scene, what I have for that, and then, you know, I'll talk about the last track.
You gonna skip off the scene?
No, listen, because what's on the topic of God. Last track you were talking about God. Obviously, your name. There we go. I'm about to mess it up. But obviously your name means, you know, God is a great king. Then you said, you know, so great to the point sometimes I just want to sing. Talk to me about like your growth in faith, you know, what's that looked like and how it's like, you know, influenced your music. Any like key moments, you know, in your life that like, you know, have like resulted in like your faith going and things of that nature?
Yeah, I feel like it's still like a journey. I'm still trying to get closer and closer. Every day, I still like, I'm a human being. I still battle with sin. I still battle with temptations. But I feel like something that really like made me understand that God is on my side was last year, like pretty much in 2023, everything that I said I wanted to do, like pretty much happened.
Mm.
Like, in the beginning of the year, I said, I'm going to get an internship. I prayed to God. I said, I want an internship, and I trust in you to get an internship.
Mm-hmm.
I, throughout the whole semester, I didn't get an internship. I was stressing. I was doing this. Like, it got to the point where I was like, okay, I know I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
It was April, around this time, that I got my internship. Keep in mind, like, that's unheard of. You don't really...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around this time,
I actually had the same situation, so yeah.
For real, yeah. So, like, around this time, like, they're closing their, like, portals. Like, they're not really, like, accepting on. So I got my joint, and just, like, him putting me in certain situations and giving me, like, just the life that I live and, like, where I've... Everything that I've accomplished and everything that I've built to this day, like, the friends that I have, the people in my circle, my family, like the school that I'm in, all of these things are just by God. Mm. Like, I don't think that this is my doing. Of course, I had to put in some work.
Yeah.
But if you see the life that I live, I'm very lackadaisical. Like, I don't really do like OC a lot. Like, I don't do a lot. I be finessing a lot, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But like, it's only God. Like, I don't know. There's no other explanation for like how I'm living this life that I'm living. So like, That's what it is. And in terms of my music, I feel like that's something that I definitely like want people to know that I am a believer of Christ. Am I like, but I don't want it to be like, my thing is like, I don't want it to become my whole, like, I want you to see that I'm a believer of Christ by the way I move, by the way I act, by the decisions I make, by the things that I say, but I don't want it to be my entire like music identity.
Okay.
I don't want to like make music about negativity, make music about doing things like of the world, but I don't want it to be like my whole life. Like, I don't want to be like a Christian artist. I want to be like a Christian artist, but I don't want to be like,
I know what you're trying
only
to say.
Like,
I know what you're trying to
only
say.
Christian, like yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something that I also need to figure out, like.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, like, the battle of that because, you know, me playing devil's advocate as a Christian myself, you know, if people are to know us by, like, the seeds that we plant and things of that nature, the first thing someone's going to say to you who's, like, you know, holier than thou Christian is going to be like, what do you mean? Like, if you say you're a Christian, everything you need to be talking about, you know, is straight up glorifying him.
Right.
So, like, I kind of actually really want to get into that mindset because me, even personally, with music, I'm kind of, like, on a journey where I'm going back and forth between, like, listening to secular music, listening to Christian music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find that. Is there a balance?
Is there, like, you just got to go the Christian route? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk to me about your mindset. Like you said, you're still trying to figure it out, but I want to go deeper into that mindset.
Okay. I feel like the biggest thing for me is that I don't hear the same things in gospel music that I hear in the secular music. I'm not talking about, like, okay, like, the lyrics are better and stuff. I'm talking about in terms of, like, the beats, the flows,
this is what I'll be trying
the
to
sound.
See, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it sounded like that, I would quit secular music.
For
like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I'm saying, like, secular music is progressively getting worse. Like, look at Sexy Red. Like, what is she saying, bro? Like,
exactly.
It's like she's destroying, like,
music.
She's destroying music. Like, she's destroying a generation of, like, young, like, young adults, even kids. So it's like, I don't like this stuff.
I've seen birthday parties, four-year-olds.
Literally, like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like this stuff, but you hear the beats. Like, the beats are rocking. Like, the beats make you move. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's my thing. And I definitely be going back and forth between, like, okay, I'm gonna stop listening to secular music, then I get back into it, and I go back and forth into that joint. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like, that's one of, like, my biggest, like, battles, like, that I face, like, every day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest thing for me, and I'm gonna get your point of view as well, Io, is, like, what you were talking about is the quality of music. Because, a lot of times it'd be like, bro, I wanna listen to, like, straight up Christian music. But I turn this joint on, and it's like, if I'm really trying to listen for, like, it's glorifying God but enjoyment, outside of, like, you know, the ones we listen to in church, it's like, bro, it's just not on the same level.
That's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the only thing I can think of consistently throughout that I can listen to and I feel like no shame would be, like, Donda. You see what I'm saying?
Okay,
something like that. You know what I'm saying? But in general, if we're talking about the quality of music, it's just really not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So then that would kind of, like, tempt you. Let me just go back to this joint, because I know what's right and wrong. So, like, if I listen to this, I'm just going to, like, filter out the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, whatever you put into your system, it still plays a role. So, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That's another reason why I started making music, too. Like, as you said, music is progressively getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, like, I made music so I could just listen to it at a point in time.
That's fair.
And then, also, like, when it comes to gospel, I feel like, bruh, I'm, like, a very, when it comes to gospel music, I'm a very, like, Yoruba, like, I have to listen to Yoruba. I can't listen to English gospel music,
okay,
unfortunately.
Fair.
But I'm a very, like, I need to listen to Yoruba, like, gospel music. Like, Top of LRB, Shala Allison, this is old, it's really old, Babara, people like that. Like, when it comes to that, when we're like, oh, the music is not the same, those people, I could listen to from them. I could quit secular music right now if I just listened to them. Because I don't know, it's something about the sounds they put in their music. Something about the guitar, something about the, what's it called, their voice, something about the choir, something about everything. I don't know, those music, I feel like if y'all, like, would like to get into Yoruba music, I'd probably, like, teach you what it means a little bit. You know, you got Ara here, she can teach you a little bit what it means as well. If you want to listen to that, you can watch, listen to them. But now they're, like, for me, like, in terms of, like, switching from secular, I don't really listen to secular music anymore. I do. But, like, most of the time I'm listening to myself. Yeah, I can't lie.
I got you. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Probably past 2-3 weeks, first time I listened to secular music was just locking in for this interview type. Yeah. Like, so, like, it's something I've been really going back and forth on. But, yeah, like, that's one of them things where, like, I don't have the answers for it. Because, like, I know I'm always going to spin back. Also, just more of, like, a type of thing where it's, like, being involved in certain conversations. I always tell people, bro, like, music is such a good conversation starter, bro.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta force it. Like, I'm never gonna be listening to Sexy Red, I'm not gonna lie. You see what I'm saying? But if someone, like, you know, says, like, yo, Future Metro Boomin just dropped. Like right now, I can't even tell you anything about it because I haven't tapped in.
That's good, bro.
Yeah,
that's good.
I haven't tapped in, but yeah, spin back to you know off the scene. What do I want to use from this one? Okay, this is my favorite song, so I was trying to figure out which one to use, but we can do a simple one. Ducked off and changed my life for the better. I'm not Lily, my sweater. Talk about like you know your circle of people that you have around you, things of that nature. For me personally, I'm gonna just use this podcast for example. I think this is like the most like secluded I've been in terms of like honestly the relationships that I have now are just like people who are building me up when it comes to the podcast joint and just like my personal life type of thing. Mm-hmm. So like would you relate with that with music and like everything that you guys are like doing, you know, keeping the circle small, but then I have something that we talked about, it's like you still need a community that's gonna back you when you drop some stuff. So mm-hmm.
I definitely have a tight-knit circle in terms of, like, people that I really can trust and people that I talk to on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But I'm connected with, like, a lot of people.
Okay.
Like, but if we're talking about my friends, like, without my friends, without my, like, the people around me, I wouldn't be, like, doing what I'm doing or have, like, you know, the confidence that I have. They're really the ones that, like, kind of, like, motivate me to keep going. They're also, like, all very ambitious. Like, I have friends in different fields doing different things, whether it comes to, like, fashion, photography, you know, movies, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like that helps as well, having people doing different stuff and, like, holding each other accountable and us all knowing, like, where we're trying to get to. And definitely, like, I feel like having, like, a team. I look at my friends kind of, like, as my team. And, like, having that is definitely necessary for growth and to, you know, progress and be where you want to be in any type of career that you're in. So that's where I'm at, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I want to speak on that a little bit. I know we talked a lot about that in the last episode.
Nah, yeah, I feel like what Rahway say, I'm a popular loner, you know? It's like, nah,
that's look. Cap. This man is not no loner in any type of life.
I'll be chilling. He's lying.
That's cap.
I don't think I've seen Aya by himself before.
He's not no loner in any type of way. That's cap. Like,
every time I see him off the cut, there's always one person out there, you know. All
right, this man is like this man is like top three most known on campus. Yeah, like
chill,
no cap.
Chill. But you know, so I feel like me I feel like every day you make a connection, bro. I just like meeting new people. That's simply what it is. That's you don't know who's gonna be who. What's the question again? I was kind of confused. I was just talking about
you know, not cutting people off, but like you know, keeping your circle tight to the point of like actually pretty much like the song. Like he says, like shut them down, like Giannis, and I'm off the scene. So like you come in, you do your stuff, and after that, you go back into the lab. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I feel like especially like for me, I feel like you got people you chill with, but you only got those you really like. What's it called? Like you really mess with. Like you really share your what's it called with like your friends that really uplift you. One thing like my mom taught me, and I learned so much from my mom's experience and going through life and all that, is she didn't teach me by here's this. She taught me by the things that happened to her. Mm-hmm. So, like, in a sense, like, my mom would, like, she was such a loving person, such a, what's it called, open person that she would bring people in that sense, like, try to, like, what's it called, like, and eventually they would backstab and betray her. Mm-hmm. So saying that, growing up and all that, what's it called, it's giving me, like, a certain type of, like, okay, you can, like, not everybody's going to be, like, the people that betrayed your mom, obviously, but at the same sense, like, human being is human being. You feel me? So, like, you have to, like, and everything, you have to guard yourself and let... It's all about letting God guide how you chill with people. Uh-huh. Letting God pick who you want, who should be around you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody around me right now was, all right, God said, all right, he cool.
Yeah.
God said, he cool. And that goes back into praying for discernment. This chair is, what's it called?
You good.
Yeah. That goes back to praying for discernment. Once you, like... And that's like a prayer I never play with. When you pray for discernment, to like there's a point where I'll be chilling, and what's it called? And if a certain person walks in, I don't even know the person, I'll be uneasy. it could be the most nice, the nicest person in the world, but if it's like a certain person can walk in, I'll be uneasy because my spirit doesn't move with that person. That's like, so like, it's all about like that. That's and that's why I feel like I have the circle I have now, because it's all like,
I feel like that's a, like a very important prayer to have, because I feel like the both of us have been blessed with the ability to connect with like a lot of people, the ability to kind of make friendships and, you know, build our network like drastically. So I feel like with that comes a lot of people who have good intentions and a lot of people who don't. So yeah, I feel like with me as well, I feel like I can't say like I've had anyone in my life that's really like done me dirty, because
that's good.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't, and thank God for that. And I hope that never, I pray that never happens. But it's because like I know like who to keep close to me, and a lot of people that I've kept close to me are people that I've been with for years. There's a couple people in college that I've met, for example, him, my guy Femi, Kevin, Doran, etc., that like are close to me now, but that's just because they're real. And it's like, you can just feel it. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can always feel when someone is real, when someone's meant to be in your life.
Yeah.
So that discernment prayer is a very important prayer that everybody needs to have.
100%.
For sure.
100%. Yeah.
Mm. And then, just wrapping up, I always like to, you know, give the platform to, like, talk about, you know, future plans, whether that be with the music or, like, I don't know, professional-wise, things of that nature. So if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, after college, I have like a job lined up. Thank you. It's actually in it's out of the state. Do I disclose the location on the podcast?
Just see.
You got ops?
I don't got ops.
He doesn't have ops.
I don't got ops. It will be in the city, New York. So I'll be moving out there. So the plan, I'm gonna be real with you, like, what I'm doing at my job is not my passion. As you can see, I'm here today to speak about my passion. And don't get it twisted, music is not really my only passion. Like, I feel like I have a passion just for creation, like just to create. So as I graduate and as I move on with my life, as I have more free time, the plan is to continue to do the music, continue to create, and just continue to figure out myself as a whole and meet people who are like-minded as well and just build on my skills. So, in terms of the music, though, definitely want to drop something in May. On Saturday, we got his music video we're going to be in. Bless you.
Thank you.
We got his music video that I'm going to be a part of. So, as this semester comes to a close, like, it's a lot of my guys and I ain't going to see for some time. I'm just trying to make sure we do the most with this time.
Yeah, 100%.
So, let's see where it takes us. I have a performance tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
For my guys, his the Alphas, they're doing like a karaoke night, so trying to get performances in, trying to drop, make videos, make content, and just enjoy life and just be happy and just make memories with the people I care about. So 100%. That's what I'm on right now.
When's Top Boy coming out? By the time your joint drops, it's probably going to be around the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So
You heard it here first. Top Boy is coming out next week.
Top Boy is coming out next week. Episode may not probably be out. I ain't gonna lie.
Top Boy is coming out. Because Saturday, okay, I'll have no promo. But Top Boy will be coming out, by God's grace, next week. If not next week, the week after. But, you know, Top Boy, everything's pretty much done. The song's done. The video is about to be shot this Saturday. It's about to be Top Boy. And other than that, I'm about to get back and lock in with this my summer songs. So those are, like, what I'm about to get into. In terms of, like, other than music, bro, God give me answer. I'm praying God give me answer. Shit, do me like Toby. Give me one in April. But so I'm still applying. Still got some interviews lined up, and we're just waiting until something can come my way. But that's pretty much it.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, appreciate you guys joining me. Obviously, you know, always you know, plug the socials, and then yeah, that's it.
Yeah, on my Instagram is Tobes. I believe it's T0B3SS.
You're so big, so what? You don't even know your own Instagram? Someone's running it for you?
Nah, I'll be changing, like, my name. Exactly, like, I'll be changing my username, but yeah, that's my IG. Mm-hmm. Try and get more active on there. But yeah, stay tuned.
And then, obviously, if you guys tuned into, you know, the YSK episode, you already know it, but I just want to say it one more time.
On our platforms, it's YUNGSERIKI. That's YUNGSERIKI. Y is in y'all.
They've already clicked off, bro.
But that's love, bro. But yeah, yo, Shariki on our platforms. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and Toby, we also got some, we also have like some songs coming out together soon.
Definitely got to lock in with that. Definitely been bluffing.
Yeah, but once those come out, you'll see magic. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got you. And yeah, appreciate you know, always shout out the people who join me in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Yafet, you know, behind the computer. You know what I'm saying? Yafet. And shout out to my you know, unofficial strategist, Ole.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, appreciate you all tuning in. Your choice part on all platforms, and yeah. Cut it right there. Right. Cool. Right. I appreciate you guys. That was smooth.
I appreciate you, bro.